Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mark Bittman's Kitchen Matrix is a concept-driven cookbook that gathers and expands the matrix approach Bittman developed in his New York Times Eat column. Rather than presenting cooking as a sequence of fixed recipes, the book teaches flexible frameworks, a base preparation paired with multiple variations that show how small, practical changes can produce distinctly different results. The promised value is breadth without complication. Once a reader understands a core method for a food or dish style, the matrix format helps them swap seasonings, add-ins, cooking methods, or finishing touches to generate many outcomes from the same starting point. The scope is deliberately wide, moving across vegetables, fruits, meats, chicken, and desserts, and it also includes visual recipe generators for meal types, such as sandwiches, grain salads, eggs, and jams. With striking photography and brief, direct instructions, the book aims to build confidence, reduce dependence on rigid directions, and make everyday cooking feel more creative and less repetitive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the matrix method as a tool for cooking without rigid recipes. The central idea of Kitchen Matrix is that competent home cooking depends more on understanding patterns than on memorizing instructions. Each matrix starts with a straightforward master approach to an ingredient or a basic dish, then maps multiple variations that change one or two meaningful variables. Those variables may include the flavor profile, the cooking technique, the supporting ingredients, or the finishing elements. And the point is to show how much range is available once the underlying structure is clear. This format encourages readers to treat recipes as adaptable models, learn what must stay constant for the dish to work, then experiment safely with what can change. In practice, the matrices help with common kitchen realities such as using what is already on hand, adjusting to seasonal produce, or accommodating preferences at the table. The method also supports skill building, because repetition of the core pattern reinforces fundamentals like heat management, timing, seasoning, and texture. Instead of providing one definitive version of a dish, Bittman emphasizes a way of thinking that can carry over to countless meals beyond the page. Secondly, recipe generators and visual frameworks for building whole meals beyond ingredient-focused matrices. The book includes recipe generators that visually break down familiar meal categories into components and options. These diagrams function like decision trees for everyday cooking. Choose a base. Add a protein or centerpiece if desired, layer in vegetables or crunchy elements, then pick a sauce or seasoning direction. Categories highlighted by reviewers include sandwiches, tartars, grain salads, eggs, and jams. The value of this approach is speed and flexibility. When a cook is tired of repeating the same dinners, a generator can prompt new combinations without requiring a trip to the store or a long planning session. It also makes clear what roles different ingredients play, such as richness, acidity, heat, and freshness, so substitution becomes more intuitive. For visual learners, the generators offer an at-a-glance understanding of how a meal comes together, which can be easier to internalize than paragraphs of narrative. The result is a book that is not only a collection of recipes, but also a practical design for inventing meals from a pantry, a fridge, and a basic sense of balance. Thirdly, breadth of coverage with an emphasis on everyday ingredients, Kitchen Matrix aims to be useful on an ordinary weeknight, not just as a special occasion reference. Its matrices span a wide range of foods, including vegetables, fruits, meats, chicken, and desserts, and they focus on preparations that a typical home cook can execute without specialized equipment. The promise of more than 700 simple recipes and techniques is achieved by presenting many variations that spring from a smaller number of foundational methods. This structure helps readers scale their repertoire, quickly learn one reliable way to cook a key ingredient, then rotate through multiple flavor directions to keep meals interesting. The book also promotes the idea that creativity is often a matter of recombination rather than novelty for its own sake. By showing many plausible takes on the same starting point, it nudges cooks toward seasonal and market-driven decisions, since the same framework can accommodate what looks best or is most affordable. The photography and design reinforce the appeal, making the breadth feel approachable rather than overwhelming, and inviting readers to browse for inspiration as much as to follow a plan. Fourthly, technique and improvisation as the real skill being taught. Although the book contains many concrete recipes, its deeper goal is teaching technique plus improvisational confidence. The matrices repeatedly highlight the few actions that most determine success: how ingredients are cut, how heat is applied, when seasoning is added, and how texture is managed through browning, simmering, or finishing with fresh components. By returning to these levers across many dishes, the book frames cooking as a set of transferable skills rather than isolated tricks. This is why it can feel like both a cookbook and a course in practical thinking. Readers learn to ask productive questions while cooking, such as what ingredient supplies acidity, what balances richness, and what provides contrast. The book also implicitly supports adaptive cooking for different diets and preferences, since once the structure of a dish is understood, substitutions become easier to reason through. At the same time, it respects simplicity. The variations are designed to be achievable, suggesting that improvisation is not the opposite of discipline, but a result of understanding a few core principles well enough to apply them in many contexts. Lastly, trade-offs of shorthand variations and how to use the book effectively. A common critique is that the matrix format can demand more interpretation than a traditional cookbook. Many variations are written as modifications to a base recipe, which means the cook must mentally merge the changes with the original directions. For readers who want fully spelled out ingredient lists and step-by-step instructions every time, this shorthand can feel slower, especially under time pressure. The book works best when used as a learning and planning tool rather than as a strict script in the middle of a hectic dinner service. An effective approach is to start with the complete base recipe, cook it once as written to understand its logic, and then choose a variation and rewrite it as a standalone recipe before cooking. This extra step converts the conceptual design into a personalized recipe card that can be repeated later. Another strategy is to treat the matrices as menus of options, pick a flavor direction, then apply it to whatever ingredient is available, keeping the core technique constant. This way, the format becomes a strength because it trains the cook to rely less on perfect instructions and more on repeatable culinary judgment. In conclusion, Mark Bittman's Kitchen Matrix is best for home cooks who want to escape recipe rut and build a more flexible personal cooking style. Beginners can benefit as long as they are willing to practice a base recipe first and treat variations as guided improvisations rather than fully separate recipes. Intermediate cooks who already understand basic techniques may find it especially rewarding. Because the matrices and recipe generators provide fast ways to generate new meals from familiar ingredients. The practical payoff is variety with less stress once a reader learns a handful of foundational methods. The book shows how to pivot flavors and textures without starting from scratch each time. Intellectually, it reframes cooking as pattern recognition and smart substitution, which can increase confidence and reduce dependence on shopping for exact ingredients. Compared with many large cookbooks that aim for comprehensiveness through long, fully written recipes, Kitchen Matrix stands out by being deliberately modular and visual. It acts like a set of building blocks, encouraging the reader to create and adapt rather than to copy. For cooks who enjoy browsing for ideas and who want to make cooking feel more like creative problem solving, its format and breadth make it a distinctive and highly usable entry in the modern cookbook category. If you would like to support Mark Bittman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.